I think it's gonna be a fun, cool episode. We're gonna be playing with the 3v3, myself, FP, and Bob against and none other than. I think we're gonna have to give these gentlemen some strokes because I think we're gonna wax that.
Oh man.
Wow. Here's what I've been thinking about. Obviously, this is where my head's gonna go. What would you say the line is that I wake up Saturday morning in Brooklyn?
FP's gonna be at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back. Another edition here, the Bob Does Sports Podcast. You got Nick Stubbe, you got Joey D, you got the big ticket, and of course, let's give a warm round of applause for Binyamin Schicker, ladies and gentlemen, in the house here as well. Something that I do want to address that was heavy in the comments last week, totally just as well. People were busting our balls for, you know, this big thing of us going to Jupiter, everybody being together. And then sure enough, we hit them with a Zoom podcast. They're right. They're 100% light. It's a hand up accountability there. We are trying to get a studio going. FP right now is in Virginia, so that's why we're getting another Zoom podcast here. But just nothing to say there. Just spot on, you know?
Sometimes you got to wear it on the chin, man.
Yeah.
100% could have been together last week. And in fact, we were planning to be together last week. For whatever reason, it's just we couldn't congregate. You know,
life comes at you fast.
We're all within, the three of us are within a mile. The rest of the two are within five. And we just couldn't get ourselves together. Couldn't do it.
Yo, have any of you guys dropped Jet off at any point since being in Jupiter?
Yeah. Feels like that's all is it not, really.
He's back in the cut, dude.
Yeah,
I mean, I heard he's in the nicest gated community going in South Florida.
It's like nice. They are guarding. I mean, you would think fucking it is to get in. When you get into this gate, you have a 20-minute drive to get to nobody. Postmates drivers are fucked. I mean, they're really. It's
you have
crazy.
To give an ID when you go into the gate.
No, you got to call. You got to press a number.
So what you got to do is, I've dropped this guy off a ton of times by now. I hit that number every single time, and every single time he knows I'm coming. He knows I'm coming, and he picks up the phone to let me in, and he goes, "Yeah," and I'm like, "Yeah, it's me. Can I get in?"
It's
and
he's not like, true, okay. Dude.
No, it is. It's an uninvited.
I usually give him a pop. I usually welcome you with a nice pop.
It's like,
nice,
when,
you know, tick.
It's like when Cutsy, rings my doorbell and yells Bob at the same time.
Those ring cams, I don't understand those things. They freak me out.
He goes,
I don't either.
Bob! Bob! Because I ring the doorbell and all of a sudden there's talking through the door. And so the first couple times I didn't know if he's like there, like being a jackass talking to me through the door, or then finally I realized he's talking through the device, which is bizarre to me.
While we're in the talks of dropping people off, I would like to just talk about the stunt that Poppy pulled on me the other day. You haven't heard this, Joey D.
What?
This fucking guy,
now,
dude.
Pop?
This fucking guy. The nerve of this fucking guy. We're in New York, and before, while we're at the airport, he's like, Bob, do you need me to drop you off?
Oh, I heard that. I thought that was very nice.
I did too. I was like, you really don't mind? He's like, not at all. He's like, I'll drop you off. I'm like, oh, well, yeah, that's really nice, Pop.
Very kind gesture.
Yeah, we get to the airport. He parked at the airport. So when we go over to this car, the second we get into the car, he's like, Bob, do you think I could get that credit card, the company card? And I'm like, yo, this fucking guy was – because even when he asked me, I was like, man, that was so nice of him. He asked, so not to say that he wouldn't have dropped me off, but he was so eager to ask so that he could get the card. I'm like, you're such a
I tell you what he
shit.
Could use the card for is to buy some better Wi-Fi over there. This guy looks brainy as all hell.
No, man.
And
he's not wrong, Pop.
I mean, this guy looks like an anime character right now. He
that
looks
that goddamn
like-
Earthlink, man. Am I slow, too?
Yeah, a little bit. You should have used AT&T ticket. You overthought it.
Well, they recommended me Earthlink. And anyway, that's a different story. But when going back to Bob real quick, I offered him to take him home. And I thought I was taking him to his home, which is only 5 minutes away from Jet, I think, or like maybe six. So I was like, that's great. I can do that. And then when he did say, I'm going to my parents' place, I was like, that's a little bit further than I'd like. But if I get that card, it's all worth it. And it worked out. It worked out.
Yeah. I would have gone home with Joe. I just would have gone home with Joey D because he would be right by me.
Oh,
I would have Nicole. I actually didn't even think about having Nicole drop you off because Ticket said he was going to drive you. I would have dropped you off willingly.
In truth, I had exactly no problem with it. No, that's not true.
Pop. You were going to get it reimbursed anyways.
Yes,
it doesn't matter if you get reimbursed in a month or on the card.
But you could,
I don't think he took what?
If you don't think that he had that, he'll tell you right now, Pop. Was that not in mind when you asked him?
It might have been in mind. It might have been.
All right. There you go. So
that's a hand.
I'm surprised. I really thought it was a kindness out of your heart.
No, it was. It started that way. I asked him before I had it in mind. And then as soon as I asked him and he said yes, I was like, that's kind of a win. I guess I'm going to get the car too. And that's what happened.
Jet, do you have any, what's the update on the couch? Do you have any inclination to get
it? It's coming. I ordered it.
Do you have a bed?
I ordered the TV. I got my bed. It's good. I ordered everything. By the time I come back, I'm going to New York this weekend. By the time I come back, I'm good.
Yeah. Can you give us a tour? Can we see what you got going on over there?
No. Come back.
Have you been like laying on a sleeping?
No, my bedroom's
bed
good.
Or
my bedroom's
sleeping bag.
My bedroom's good. This place is a lot better than my place in LA.
Totally.
It's got to be. If you have guests, they're going to be expecting such big things once they go through that gated community to only find out you don't have a couch. It's going to be a very big
bedroom
disappointment.
They can show up in a week. It is. Listen, it is a long drive. I did discover that if you go through the left gate instead of the right gate, it's shorter and it's much faster to get to the spot. Yet I still tell everybody to go through the right gate. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Bob, I have a question for you. What's the over under on how many more weeks or episodes that mirror is going to still be in that box behind you?
This was supposed to be a studio, and then we realized we really couldn't fit a studio in here. That's why we've been getting a whole lot of Zoom podcasts, and that doesn't seem to be slowing down anytime soon. But it'll be a bit. It'll definitely be a bit. Yeah, fellas, New York, we had a nice little time in New York. Breezy Lounge was absolutely popping. The spring collection out now, which was a huge success. So did just want to take the time to thank everybody that supported. That was pretty cool to see everything coming in. And I hope to see more and more Breezies in the wild as well.
I definitely hope so, too. I think that I haven't been, with Breezy as long as you guys are, but to see the, the transition from where I first started and to see, like, some of the polos and some of the stuff that we are coming out with now. Listen, man, it's some nice stuff, dude, between the hoodies. I'd like to see more Q-zips, but the polos, FP's polo is pretty fun. And there's a bunch of them in there that are super stylish and cool, and I think it's really cool to see that we have our hands on stuff, and plus being able to design our own things and stuff. It's fun, man. It's really cool to see how well it's been received. So I've enjoyed it a lot, and to see people be excited about it definitely goes a long way for sure too.
Spring is here, and the boys over at Breezy Golf, myself, Fat Perez, Joey D, we got a brand new spring collection for you that we're fired up about. New designs, new polos, new sweatshirts. We got everything for you. You know the drill. BreezyGolf.com. Golf's North Star. We'll see you there. Yeah, no question about it. I will say, we talked about between the drop, the Jupiter move, and everything coming in, I think we're finally at a point now where we're all really settled in and in a really good spot. I even got to play 10, 11 holes with Yaman yesterday and seeing
I have Yaman. Tick coming over for dinner tonight.
There you go. take a little load off, and it was nice to see Yams enjoying himself out there yesterday.
I Jupiter Country Club is my home course now. It's an easy
you shot
course.
A 68, no?
I shot a 68. We played six holes. I think I play my best at Jupiter Country Club. If you play at Sunset, at JCC, also
it's nice.
the Jewish Community Center or Jupiter Country Club, you're bound to enjoy yourself and have a good time. There's also a JCC. I don't know if you've noticed that, Pete, because you would have told me. There's one right next to your place.
That's right.
Yeah, there's some. I might have to swing by and check out what they're teaching the kids in there.
Get a little schvitz.
Yeah, maybe.
Epi, how long is that? Your Virginia to Jupiter starting tomorrow. How long is that trip?
It's 12 and a half on paper. We'll see if we can tighten that up a little bit with some efficient driving.
What's the goal? Like 2 days?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to do like nine plus tomorrow, and then the rest on Friday. Since we're filming in the afternoon, I need to get down to my place. I really wish I had up with me, because then I could just go straight to the course. And but I don't. My clubs are at my place, which is probably gonna cost me about an hour and a half round trip. So that's tough. But I think I'm gonna essentially get to like Jacksonville tomorrow.
Or Bob, are we allowed to announce what we're doing on Friday?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's gonna be a fun, cool episode. We're gonna be playing with the Nelk Boys, a 3v3, myself, FP, and Bob against Kyle, Salim, and none other than Bob Menery.
To be determined, by the way, on Menery.
Oh, well, then. I mean, you never know. You never really know what you're getting. You never know. I do say this. I think we're going to have to give these gentlemen some strokes because I think we're going to wax that ass.
Oh, man. Wow. That's a
Joey's a fucking golfer right now.
Whoa.
So I feel like we've been playing good. Dude, I watched the episode we did with Josh and James. And those we were playing collectively good golf. I just saying, I don't know what Kyle shoots or what his handicap is. I know Salim looks like a pretty solid golfer, and I actually think Bob, if he plays, is actually quite good.
Bob?
Yeah. From what I've heard, he looks like he's a solid golfer. So, but I do think it's going to be cool, the crossover. Those guys following is pretty wild, just like the amount of people that they have an outreach to. So it would be kind of cool to see if we can, kind of interconnect and get some people, some new eyeballs on the Bob Just Sports stuff.
We filmed with Salim. At least Bob did. I don't think you two were there in LA. It was Garrett, Grant, Bob, and Salim. Bob got shit on by a bird.
Oh yeah, at Pelican, right?
Yeah, Pelican. He actually got shit on by a pelican. Yes. Yeah. and Salim like showed up and he's like, first of all, he's like, I'm 20 years old, and I was like, no, you're not. And then he said that he had just started playing golf and he was unbelievable for like a guy who had been playing for like 2 months. So I'm sure he's a lot better even now. And then we went to Mastro's and we banged ourselves that night.
Yeah, you had to drive me home that night, Jim.
Yeah, I did. I did. Drove from Newport. Yeah.
Bobby Bang Job?
Yeah.
Things got out of control or what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's what I've been thinking about. And obviously this is where my head's going to go. We're playing golf with them on Friday.
Right.
In the afternoon.
Yeah. Look.
Could this end up going somewhere? Like,
I don't see why not. I mean, we haven't had, since being here, we haven't all had like a night out. Like, I don't see why that wouldn't be, you know, like FP said, Friday night. I mean, that would be the time to do it.
I mean, I know with the, like, obviously, you know, I went out to Square Grouper the other night, and it was crazy, the support we have down there.
Did
and,
you?
didn't hear this?
When did you go to the group? Hashtag come to the group?
Hashtag group life.
Oh, my God.
So it was cool to see. Like, there's a lot of people there. Obviously, it's very golf-centric. So, you know, I met a lot of people. It was really cool to see. Those guys, I feel like they can't just go to a bar. Like,
no, I don't.
They can't just show up at Square Grouper and like hang at the fucking bar. Like they have to, when they do stuff, they have to do it on like a different level. And what I'm getting at is, what would you say the line is that I wake up Saturday morning in Brickell?
Yeah,
it's 225.
Yeah, a lot better. I think a lot better than it should be. I don't.
FP's gonna be at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel.
Here's what I know. I have to drive over to Naples on Saturday morning. I'm playing golf with my dad Saturday and Sunday on the Gulf Coast. And Miami's kind of on, like, you have to kind of go down there to get over. So I'm already starting excuses for a question that I haven't even been asked yet and don't even know if I'm going to be asked. But if there's any inkling of, like, you guys should come down to Miami and party tonight.
Oh, I'm not going to Miami. Miami? That's like 2 hours away.
You've got so many plans, by the way, FP. You have so many.
It'd be irresponsible for me not to go.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you represent the group well, I'm sure. Watch FP end up on like a party limo, like a party bus to Miami.
That's what's the best part about, like, when FP goes rogue and like goes on like a night out, especially if it's like a Waste Management weekend or something, the next day, like hearing where he ended up, and it's always through like other people, and then like 6 months down the road, something will come up and he'll be like, oh yeah, like I know him very well, or oh yeah, I went there, and he'd be like, it was that weekend at Scottsdale. You'll hear throughout the time him referencing that, and you find out new more and more stuff.
I can get like a week's worth of activities into like a night.
Can't say no.
And Bob, as you know, I'm not afraid to have a bad time.
No.
The Scottsdale stories. Guy,
I'll end up in situations that really suck for the potential for them not to, and I'll get out of them, and I'll go somewhere else. I just stay moving.
Yeah. Look, there is benefits to it. I am afraid to have a bad time. I am afraid to pull the trigger.
You're afraid to have a good time.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Yams is afraid to have a good time.
I am. You're not wrong. I mean, I like having a good time, but sometimes when you're having a good time, you're like, what's on the other end of this? Like, when does it start going sideways?
I got to tip my cap to Yaman. When he's come out the last several times, he's committed, man. He's all in to the point, like, he doesn't hold back at all. So, like, I almost would prefer, like, a minimum, like quality over quantity kind of Yaman, you know, where he's not ready to kill somebody because we're going out, but he's, like, all in, like, ready to get after it with the boys. And he's shown commitments to doing that the last several times he's come out.
I'd be down for the grouper. Like, I'm down to go to the grouper with the boys very soon. I am going out of town Saturday through Monday, but I'm down to go to the group.
Where are you going?
Hey, what are you doing?
Going to New York.
This guy is like,
by the way,
New York bound, man.
I have about 5 New York trips this summer.
Oh my god!
All of those shit. Everybody I know is getting married this summer. Everybody
stinks. Those shickers are just looking to shick. That's all they're looking to do.
And the shicker and the shickers, and I hope they're watching this. Tick, you really got to soak that in with them. They are a fucking blast, and we call them Benny Shicker and the Shickers for those who don't know, because they all like worship the Jet, and they're all like little minions of the Jet, and
nice,
man,
guys too.
They are such a they're ball busters. I mean, they're really, really ball busters, and just degenerate gamblers too, which I may add.
Asher Schwartz ain't nobody's minion, by the way. Yeah. Asher Schwartz does his own goddamn thing. Okay? That guy ain't fucking minioning for anyone.
Yeah, he was like doing a big thing, like saying, hey, Bob, like take a business card. Like he was kind of like flexing in front of everybody. He comes to me like 2 minutes later. He's like, Bob, do you think I can get that business card back? And then I was like, yeah, I got you, dude.
I'm surprised Poppy had anything left on it when he took it.
Oh, yeah, I kept it.
It was actually one of the high, like seeing like my two like closest groups of friends just like interacting with each other was one of the best moments of my life. I looked like he was having a blast, to be honest.
Well, I talked to them and I told them that same kind of thing, that like, you guys really, you really love this guy too, right? Huh? You really look up to him, don't you? And he goes, this guy right here? He's like, and then he looked over at Benny and he goes, oh, you must think you're the Burger King, huh, pal? And I was just, these guys, they're like, no, he's just another guy. He's a friend of ours. But you guys mesh well, man. You're all just clowns. You just troll people. You're just all trolls. And it's in the funniest way. I mean, it's a great group of guys.
A lot of fun. A lot of fun.
There's a fun. The picture of me lying across from them is awesome.
How did that even happen? How did that transpire?
Somebody just mentioned it, and I had a few. So, like, once I heard it, it was just
so when Bob has a few, he's willing to put his body on the line, whether it's crowd surfing or laying out on photos. I mean, this guy,
he'll give you a good 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Give you a hard, fun, wild 90 minutes when he gets banged up. We got a very active Airbnb in the mornings. Between Bob getting up early always and Joe wakes up like, Joe, you're the same guy at 7 a.m. as you are at like 2 p.m. Like, you wake up and there's no like easing into the day. You are fucking up and you're fucking going.
Yeah, sometimes.
I wish I was that way.
Those car rides, I'm ready to give everything I got, and I got to just kind of sit there like sedated because everybody else is just a little bit, you know, just not at that level yet. Sometimes I kind of feel like it's tough. It's tough. I'm ready to go. The second I get up, I'm ready to get after. I'm ready to go.
FB, this is totally random, but what was the name of the sandwich spot? Because I'm hitting it right after this.
Podbelly?
That was Antonio's.
Oh, Antonio's.
Wow, man.
I'll send you the...
But apparently FP's sandwich was not good. The other one was.
That's what I'm hearing.
Ours was good. The one that I got was pretty good.
It was late in the day. I'll make some excuses for them. Or at least I think I will. I got the wrong bread too. I told her.
You don't owe Antonio any excuses. If it wasn't good, you could say it wasn't good. I mean, apparently the ticket and Bob sandwich was good. Maybe they just missed the mark on the third. Two out of three is pretty good, by the way.
Yeah, that's why I'm not going to bury them. It's because like everything else that was not only was it good, it sounded like it was very, very good. Sometimes you swing and you miss.
Did you try that tuna salad that I left?
Good. That's sitting in my fridge. There's no way.
You eat tuna salad, Stu?
Me? No. Ticket left it in my house.
So
I should have brought it to you. I'm not going to eat that shit.
Let me understand something. So you got the chicken cutlet sub and a side of tuna salad?
The tuna salad and was chips, supposed probably. To be for – and I got chips, yeah. And then pizza pudding chips. And then I just left the tuna salad, which I was going to have later on with something else I was going to make here. And it was pretty upsetting. It was $7 tuna salad. I mean, that's not nothing. Gotcha.
Whoa.
Yeah, I mean,
I should have brought it to you, Bob. I was never going to eat that.
I would have definitely tried it. Yeah, for sure.
Bob, would you rather do tuna salad or chicken salad?
It depends what I'm feeling. A place that really does a good tuna salad well, I'd go tuna salad. But the safer play, I think, is chicken salad.
Where does egg salad fall into that?
Different realm. Below it. I would still eat it.
Where's pasta?
Oh, pasta salad is sensational.
Oh, yeah.
Pasta.
A little fusilli pasta salad goes a long way.
You know what makes a good pasta salad is that place in Virginia that we went to.
We're talking about the River Market.
Yes. You want to talk good pasta salad. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it's a special spot.
Just send your wife in and or any female you know.
That guy didn't have a single solitary moment for us. He could have cared fucking less.
I've gotten stuff from that place 100 times probably. That is the second time I've ever been in there, because you just don't do that. The wives go, because unfortunately that's not like a feminine thing. The guy that owns the place is a notorious scumbag. And
I'm glad you said it, because I was thinking
scumbag. It's not the right. This is tough because I know the guy's grandson pretty well, so I'm like I'm treading on water here. He likes women, and he charges less money and gives a little extra like sides and stuff to chicks where guys get nothing. So
you know, hey, you might as well play your hand that you're dealt.
Play the game.
Yeah, one of the low key, I've said it, but meals of the year. It really was something about that. Something about, I mean, the fried chicken was out of this world.
They only make that on Sundays, the chicken.
Yeah. Oh man.
I'd love to get back to the brass ring at some point. Those wings, man, and like just the vibe. Maybe we do that post game. Maybe post game Friday, and we just bring the guys in there and just fucking slam some beers
right before we head over to Miami.
What are we doing?
Well, let's just relax on the Miami thing. Yes. But yeah, I don't know. That place is so good. Low key, one of the better wings I've had in a long time. Great. And just they have a huge menu. It looks like everything that I've tried there is actually really solid.
You know what, Joe? I'm all in on the brass ring wing. Everybody, every time I post the brass ring, everybody says you got to go to Thirsty Turtle for their wings. Their wings are better. I got them off Postmates. They're neck and neck.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really good.
Postmates, too. You got it.
Yeah, the Postmates.
Yeah.
It traveled well,
right? Like a live wing in person?
Yep, traveled great. They really did. It was awesome. All right. Now, we could do another. We kind of did this last week. I'm all for it again. I enjoy the Q&A segment. We could do a nice long Q&A segment, Poppy, if you have some good juice for us.
I do have some good juice for us, but I feel like we also haven't talked about Minwoo Lee. I didn't know if we want to touch on that at all or if we want to just skip it. We can go into this.
Great video, by the way, the Minwoo Lee. That was a long, coveted guest for us.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun connecting with him. And I think the funny thing was, it was mentioned in the video, is that when we used to always go to Riviera and we were always post up right after that third hole. Or second hole before they go to three. And they always walk by because they're going to the driving range. And Bob used to heckle back in the day right at that spot. And I remember that we went with him. And this was probably early on when Minwoo was like first on the tour, because this was years ago. He walked by and Bob was talking and he just like stopped and looked over and he just was like, "Oh, y'all the guy." Because I guess he recognized his voice, but he had no idea what Bob looked like. So it was kind of cool to see it like, you know, full 180, like after all of that, like we were back connected. He still remembered that, but super chill guy, super fun. We would have loved to get him, you know, it would have been nice if we could play a whole round with him just to see a little bit more, because some of his shots and his shape and what he's able to do out there is pretty, dude, it's pretty nasty. And I say this sometimes, like every time we get out with like a pro, I'm always taken aback when you're on a tee box and you watch them hit like a drive or like a chip or like some of the things that they're able to do so effortlessly. It's just unbelievable. He was a great guy. I thought the style of video too that we filmed was awesome because we had never done anything like that before. And I think that it turned out to be really cool.
Yeah, I think the format, you know, the reason that we didn't just do 18 holes with Minwoo Lee is it was a Callaway shoot and we only got him for a certain time. But I think considering all of that, I agree that the style of the video was different and cool. And now we're kind of in a point where we've done so many videos that we're trying to get creative and think of different things that we can do. Some of the ones that the fans like, we run back, but I do think we've done a really good job just in general of different videos. We've given a lot of stroke play recently, more stroke play coming, which people asked for and they got. So I think we've done a good job of getting creative with it.
Yeah. Anything we can do we say it all the time between us, but golf is kind of a finite game as far as how it's played and the kind of manner and formats that you can get it done in. And I think for a long time, we had a lot of fun doing three-man scrambles because we're on the same team. We can really get the vibes up. We can go for birdies. We can try to go low. But totally understand how that can get probably a little bit stale. So we've really, you know, I can't remember the last time we did a three-man scramble. And we're going to try to stay away from that stuff. But that's probably our, I wouldn't say our biggest challenge, because it's actually kind of fun to sit down and talk these things out. But, you know, golf gives you a certain sandbox to play in. And we're trying to kind of get creative in different styles of videos. Guests help. But just how can we do alternate shot? How can we do stroke play? How can we do all these things a little bit differently? And the longer we do this, the harder that stuff's going to become. But again, those conversations at Airbnbs on trips, it's fun. Like we have a lot of really cool ideas that come up. We have a lot of shitty ideas that we make fun of each other for. That's always a fun like process, I think.
I will say too, like we've gotten some good recommendations of video ideas from like people who watch us. So like if you guys see something or if you think of a format that might be cool that you'd like to see us try, I mean, listen, we go through it because as FP said, we want to continue to like become a little bit more versatile in what we do. Obviously the challenge videos, no one else out there is doing it. And it's really cool now that, you know, like I was with Grant the other day and he's like, I want to do a challenge video with you. And like, I think stuff like that is starting to catch on. But like, if you guys have an idea of something that you want to see or hear or like something that could be cool, like just shoot it in the comments, man. We look through it. We're always looking at ways to continue to come up with new fun ways of entertaining, you know, being entertaining, especially when we're not the greatest golfers on top of all of that.
Yeah. One I really want to do that it's going to require us to like have a golf course open to us and like maybe on a Monday when no one else is there. But I really want to do, and it is a 3-man scramble, but it's a little different. Like we have to birdie all 18 holes. Like you have to birdie a hole before you can go to the next hole. Like I really want to do that like as a 3-man scramble and like we can't leave the first hole until we get a birdie. We can't leave, and to get through all 18 holes with 18 birdies between the three of us. I mean, we've done that like 1800 challenge where we just keep playing and playing and playing, which is grueling. So this is like that on like a whole different level.
It'd be a long day for the pop.
Tim and I were at dinner last night. We were talking about that, of how good that would be, but you're right. It would have to be a course where they'd be willing to just kind of let us roll or they don't have much going on. Cause that would be a long, even if we play great, say we're all playing really good, that still would be a long day.
I think it would be, in theory, it would be a little bit easier than just like getting to 18 under, only because we're playing the same hole repeatedly. And in theory, like it should be a little easier every time you do it because it's the same thing again. Whereas like when you're circling, you're not getting that like repetition. Like a par three, like if we're coming back to a par three, we may never birdie it, but if we're sitting there and just hitting shot after shot, eventually we're going to hit one tight just because that's all we're doing.
What happens if we play a par three and on the third time of playing it, we get a hole in one?
That's fine.
We quit and we
But would that count as a hole in one?
Birdie or better for sure. That would be a
I think Joe, you're saying it. Does that count as a hole in one?
That's what I'm saying. If you're playing the hole multiple times, that's tough, man.
The point is, you got to ask the question. So, yep.
I mean, I'm just wondering because what would we do? I'm like, obviously, that would be sensational. I would love that to happen, but like, could you count that as a hole in one? Say you're playing a hole and you're technically it's your first shot the next time you played the hole, but like you played the hole multiple times. That's an interesting question. I'd love to know.
My hole in one at Breezy Chicago, hole in one. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's essentially the exact same thing. I played the same hole over and over and over again.
I think it's tougher because, I mean, not to forget the hole in one. There's some holes on these courses that are like ungettable. Like you get like a 480 yard par four. It's like, you got to play that till you birdie it. Like,
you have to be strategic. You'd have to have up the fairway, and then I try to hit like a wild shot, which is probably not going to happen. But try to get on the green or FP, and like you have to play it smart to the point where like you give yourself multiple chances, maybe.
But in the other challenge, if you don't birdie the hole, you just move on with your life.
Yeah.
In this one, you got to come. It would take like 6-7 times or more on some of them,
especially if there's like a 210 yard par three or like something like that.
Oh yeah.
For the record, I think it's a great idea. I think we should do it. It would be a 5-hour video.
We just gotta build out a course. Yeah. Maybe Augusta will let it do it. Let us do it.
You know? I feel like you could I don't know. I'm gonna keep my mouth shut. I have too many production recommendations. I'm gonna shut.
Oh no, I'd love to hear it.
Where is he going with that?
Maybe if it's like we do a tournament,
play a hole like 6 times, right? Then you just do some little like montage of shitty golf in between, where you would like
up
3-4 of them, like into like a quick thing, like
yeah, and, I like and, the
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know how to do that. So all I'm doing is and talking. And
well, I want to do the long version.
I got to say, the editing, the last video, I told Bob today, I was very impressed. The little fireball little logos every time we got a birdie. And then how about that little screen on the bottom right showing Minwoo Lee coming up shortly? That was
fun.
A nice little ride, that one.
Well, that was I stuck in it at the last. First of all, the fireball stuff Jensen made, but that's with our partnership with the fine folks over at Fireball. Oh. And then that Minwoo thing was, I knew we were going to get people who are like, where's Minwoo? Like, because it starts with Josh Kelly and it starts with whatever. So
that was a nice touch. Super nice touch.
Everybody at home, don't get used to the fucking ball in the air tracking, which by the way,
oh my god, that was amazing. I thought Pop was on steroids.
That guy was really great.
I have his email. I think we, I don't know where he's located, but we should just, if he's
around, you mean Looper?
No,
that guy's incredible.
Evanston
or something. Evanston.
I did. We got to find out where he lives if we're ever in that area and just, you know, pop, use him again.
All right, boys. Cool. Let's head on over to our Q&A segment brought to you by the Par 3 Pop.
All right, question one comes from JakeMyers.7. Give me top three Bojangles menu items.
Is that Bowberry Biscuit going to make the cut there, Stu?
Man, it's a nice offering.
It's a great question. A
chicken without a question is.
I like Cajun filet biscuits, definitely in the top
biscuit,
three.
Yeah.
Probably number one for me. I'll do like Cajun filet / normal biscuit. I think the French fries are fucking great.
Oh yeah.
Seasoning. And then, yeah, I mean, look, I'm simple, so I only like three things. But yeah, give me that Bowberry biscuit at three. That'd be great.
I'm going to throw in the bow rounds, those are very good.
Yeah, their sides, I mean, their sides is just, it's unbelievable. The chicken, obviously, the mac and cheese, those fries are great. I love the rice and beans.
The green beans, man, are so, I mean, everything's
green
good.
Green beans are good. I haven't had anything. So if you did the side by side of KFC sides and Bojangles side, you would laugh.
Yeah.
Except week one of the NFL season. Except week one of the NFL season.
The KFC gravy is pretty special.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
If you do KFC, you got to do the family feast.
Yeah, and if you're having KFC, you lubricate everything in that gravy.
Correct.
You go French fries, you go chicken, I'll even go biscuit. You throw everything in that gravy. Mm-hmm. That gravy makes everything better.
They really fucked up when they took the bowl out, that mashed potato bowl.
Was that good?
It was incredible. Chicken and the corn and the gravy, the cheese. There's really no reason to ever get rid of that. They have all of those things. It's just put them together, you know?
Yeah, say what you want about KFC. They got some good marketing.
The chicken that they just came out, they came without the chicken pizza, looks ridiculous, by the way. I'll try it.
They came out with that sandwich that was two chicken patties that had like lettuce and tomato in the middle of it. And tried to call it. It was just like they come up with things that are just
the double down was the wildest. We talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, you got to think the rest of the world sees these things come out from KFC and are like, "Wow, America really is fat as fuck."
Yeah, that
you're like, no, like that's fat. Like,
hold my beer.
Oh man, great question though. Whoever that had come from, Pop, you let it rip.
Okay, the next question comes from Ben Stevens 9. Why didn't the single guys move in together? Which I guess would be me, you, and Jet.
I don't think we would live together. We see each other enough as is that I think we all need our space.
Who asked that question, Tick?
Ben Stevens 9.
Does he live with all of his single friends?
Wow.
Oh, upset. Someone upset the chat.
I'm thinking,
Jet wanted to live in his privacy of his gated community.
Yeah, and it's gated.
And maybe they're saying because me and the Tick were talking about possibly living together.
Could have been.
But I think, yeah.
I think of all the combinations, I think the three of us would do okay together. But we just want our own. We're 31, man. Let's just get our own space.
Right out of college, it sounds like a good idea. Everybody can save a little money, get a bigger place, and yeah, it's that ship has sailed.
Yeah, I mean, we already practically did live together for a period of time.
I lived with Ticket too for a period of time.
Sure did. That's even right. Stubby. All right, Bob, keep it flowing.
All right, the next one comes from Jeremy Haggerty. Favorite alcoholic beverage and favorite meal you've had since starting the show?
I could start us off. I mean, it came. Favorite alcoholic beverage is anything tequila. I had a frozen transfusion, which FP told me is like a normal or a common thing. I had never had it at the park in Jupiter. I thought it was fucking amazing. And then my favorite Bob the Sports meal was probably the fried chicken. Yeah.
We've had a good few meals. I go favorite drink is espresso martini. And then, or is it on the golf course or just in general?
I wonder if it's like we've experienced a drink in a video or a drink from a place we were.
Huh.
I'm trying to think. I'm drink wise.
Maybe the green tea shots that we were introduced to. Those were really freaking good.
Really yeah.
Great. And then I would go. I actually gotta go. I think it happened so long ago that we don't give it enough love. That Scottsdale meal that BFP and Bob, that steakhouse we went to was unbelievable. That was I don't remember what that steakhouse was called. And then I'll go a close secondary is just the Grimaldi's with the boys. I think that's tough to beat, man.
Grimaldi's travels well at any time. Mignon's had it the other day. It was unbelievable.
Okay. Next question comes from Wine Skippyton. Wine Skippyton. What are y'all's favorite Adam Sandler movies? Top five.
Happy Gilmore for sure.
Big Daddy.
Billy Madison. Big Daddy's great. Uncut Gems can make the cut.
Hustle was awesome too.
Was good. I haven't seen Uncut Gems yet.
You haven't seen Uncut Gems?
Oh no.
That's like it's like watching Jet. It's like watching a day in the life of Jet.
Must watch.
It's a jeweler.
It's the best.
I love
that. It's got the Jewish background, so it's right there.
I love that fucking watch flipping shit.
Diamond. Oh, this is so up your alley, Stubby. It's so up your alley.
We did on the Brilliant Dumb Show top five movies snake draft and top five sports movies snake draft. I think I'm going to end up winning it, Joe. I was off to a hot start with it. There's still time in it.
But we haven't put out the poll yet.
Yeah, they have both sides.
Today, did they put the pool out? I didn't see yet.
I had Sandlot 1, Miracle 2, Rocky 4, was it with Drago, Rudy, and then Moneyball.
Who had the first pick?
I did.
Who was it?
I went with Remembering the Titans.
Remembering.
Remember the Titans. I had Field of Dreams. I had Coach Carter. I had... what was the other one I had? Hold on. I have it written down, I think.
Coach Carter's a great movie.
Great one.
Pretty wild that Mikey V was the only one with like a golf movie with Happy Gilmore.
I know. It was a good pick too.
Well, the way that it goes though is if you miss out, I had Friday Night Lights and then I had Rookie of the Year as well.
Friday Night Lights. It's a movie.
Yeah.
You've never seen Friday Night Lights, the movie?
No.
It's awesome.
But it's not – I think Friday Night Lights, I don't think of the movie.
The movie's awesome.
Oh,
it's amazing. The movie's unbelievable.
Michael B. Jordan? I do love I do love Moneyball. Best soundtrack of any movie ever.
Moneyball's good.
In my opinion.
I'm just a little bit caught in the middle. Everything
but that song.
No, that's a beautiful song.
It's a great song. When at the end, you can't be afraid to get sentimental. You can't be afraid to get emotional.
That's not part of the soundtrack. That's a girl singing. The soundtrack is the music they're playing in the background throughout the movie, and it's the best soundtrack ever.
I think that would be considered part of the soundtrack.
Oh, I disagree, Gary.
How could that not be part? That's what the movie.
You're going to kick this little girl out of the CD.
You can't kick the girl out.
No, the soundtrack is what you bring fucking Hans Zimmer in to fucking do.
No, that's a score.
That's a score.
So what is sound? So the soundtrack just talking then?
Soundtrack is any songs that you use that's licensed music that wasn't made for the movie.
So then I don't know if it's a soundtrack or a score then, but I think it's the soundtrack then. Is the best at the end when they're doing that whole thing. I don't want to say spoiler alert, but everybody's seen Moneyball. When they hit the fucking when Chris Pratt hits that home run.
Oh, Hatterberg!
The music.
Hatterberg smacks
when
that.
When Hatterberg
home run.
Hits the home run, it's the best.
He'll never play first base for me. My team, I make the lineup.
Yeah, Billy. Right. This is Doug Baldwin. He's a reliever. He plays on the Pistons. He has an 8 ERA, but on our team, he's going to do well.
Let's do one more.
Okay, last question comes from H. Janney 22. What was everyone's order at Carbone? What was the Carbone order?
So, D, you want to take that away?
We a lot of the times when we go out for dinner as a group, we decide that we're going to do like a, you know, a family style meal, and then a lot of the times. Bob will suggest that I do the ordering. So we ordered collectively as a group. I think we did multiple courses. So we started out with like some kind of baked oysters, which were quite good. And we did a Caesar salad table side. We had a couple dishes brought out as well. We did a roasted red peppers and mozzarella that was cut table side. Then we did a pasta course, which was their spicy rigatoni, a la vodka with a meatball each. And then we did a veal parm, I believe. We did a pork chop. And then we did, what was the fish that we did again? Was it turbo? No, it wasn't turbo. It was
Turbo Mom.
No, it wasn't turbo. I forget what the fish was. But we did a white fish, which was delicious. And then we did sides. And they brought a bunch of stuff out. Desserts. FP did meatballs, and he had a little bit of a conundrum with the pasta order. It was a back and forth with the server, which was a little tough. But I think you ended up getting what you wanted, essentially, which was like a bolognese with meatballs, no cheese. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was some sort of just rigatoni and red sauce. It's probably not. I should have just gone with like a chicken parm. Made the whole world just a lot easier. That guy was running around for one plate. I felt terrible. He brought out a bolognese for me, along with you guys all getting a spicy rigatoni when you got your portions. And I thought he gave me a portion of that, which I wasn't going to have. So they took my plate and just put a little bit onto everyone else's plate. And then I'm like sitting there with nothing. And he comes back and he's like, "What happened to your pasta?" Which, I mean, surely I could have eaten it by then. But
they brought you out another one.
It was a big problem.
Dover sole. That was a fish we had.
I'm not
Dover
sure.
Sole.
Hopefully they'll let me back in there.
Oh, of course you will. Of course.
All right. Course. Well, boys, a lot to look forward to. Again, we are playing with Full Send this week. Who knows when that episode will be out, but we'll be playing with the Nelk Boys this week. Keep your eyes peeled. Spring Drop is out. BreezyGolf.com. A bunch of different polos, designs, sweatshirts, the whole nine yards. It's off to a terrific start, and that is because of you folks. We love you. We appreciate you. That has been another edition of the Bob Does Sports Podcast. Take care.